everybody, and welcome to another episode of After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Andrew, how's it going, man?
Going well, Rob. It's another big weekend in the news, but here we are back on a Monday.
Yes, another big week in the news. We're back on a Monday, and I got to say that things have been just like, you know, moving along rather well here. I think the first show that we did with King Randall, that guy is so impressive. Man, he's impressive. What are your thoughts about it?
Yeah, it's so impressive to hear him and what he is doing for the Black community and disadvantaged youth. We need more leaders like him in the country.
For sure. We definitely need more leaders like him. And as he said, it's just not for right now. He has a majority of Black youth, Black young men, but he's open to bringing anyone in. And considering the education system that we have now, the decline in education, public education, and you have people on the left that are pushing back. They don't want charter schools. It's unbelievable, man. It's just unbelievable how people don't want to push for an agenda that's going to help everyone. There's like this victim mentality that's out there. I don't get it, especially here in New York City, man. It's crazy. And speaking of New York City, I don't know about where you live. It looks pretty bleak, man. Does not look good at all. Crime is up. Homelessness. Jobs are leaving. They want to tax the rich who will move to red states to escape the taxation. Here's my thing to them. I don't know what you would say, but I would say to these rich guys, stop voting for liberals that are going to raise your taxes. It's insane.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not from New York, but from what I see, New Yorkers desperately want to shake off the stench or the smell of Bill de Blasio and his horrible reign as mayor. He's just imposed his radical socialist leftist agenda on New York City, and it's really sad. As you mentioned, New York has had a rise in violent crime.
Definitely. A rise in violent crime. It's unbelievable. And not only that, man, what I've been noticing and what I've looked at is that just everywhere you go, something is not working right here in the city. And we need a change. We've got to have a change. And I think, you know, from just looking out there, the candidates that are planning on running for mayor, I don't know. What about Bill Pepitone? We had him on the show. What are your thoughts on him, Andrew?
He seemed like he would be a good candidate. I'm looking forward to see what he can do. He's running under the concern of the primary. So he will be on the ballot in November already.
Yeah, he looks pretty good. And, you know, there's another guy out there, Fernando Mateo, been following him. And he looks like a no-holds-barred, up-in-your-face, I'm going to get stuff done. We need stuff done. And you know what? He's on with us. And let's hear from him. Let's see what this guy is bringing to the table. Fernando, so tell us, man, what's up?
Well, what's up is New York. New York has had enough of Democratic rule. New York has had enough of de Blasio. And we realize that the only good years that New York has had since I'm a kid have been Republican, when we've had a Republican mayor. To be quite honest with you, listen, I'm not a politician. I don't like politics. But I'm getting involved because we need a change. We had 20 great years when we had Rudy Giuliani and Michael Bloomberg. And we had 12 great years when we had a governor that was respected, which was Governor Pataki. Those were the best years of, you know, that I can remember. And we need to bring them back. We need to bring back the principles of law. We need to, you know, bring our public safety back. We need to make sure that people that come to New York feel safe at all times, every day, 24/7. We need to bring our economy back and our small businesses back. We have lost more businesses, not because of the pandemic, but because of lack of leadership in New York City, because of lack of support to the risk takers, to the people that make things happen, to the people that employ, create employment. And we need to make sure that every small business person that comes to New York, invests in New York, has at least has an insurance policy that the city will not put them out of business.
Yeah.
During these last seven and a half years, we have gone from bad to worse. I don't want to kick a dead horse because de Blasio's term is over, but I want to remind everyone that another 8 years of a Democratic mayor for New York City would be devastating.
Hey, Fernando, I don't mean to jump in there, but let me just say this. You don't want to kick a dead horse. I'm going to kick the dead horse. I don't like him. I think that he has just destroyed the city, what he's done with his policies. I don't know how the guy got elected twice. Like, what the heck are people thinking? And not only that, we got him with his, you know, we want to defund the police. We want to let people, criminals, run around wild and foul. I don't even want to get started with that knucklehead up in Albany. I mean, these guys are complete idiots. And I like what you said, that you're not a politician. I like that because Donald Trump wasn't a politician either. I don't know if you like him or hate him. I like him, but I like what he did. And I like what he did for the country because he wasn't a politician. He wasn't beholden to anyone. And if you're telling me you're not a politician, brother, I like that. Keep talking. What else are you going to do for the city?
Well, first of all, I'm the only Republican that voted for him twice.
Okay.
I believe that Donald Trump's policies were good for the country. I liked his no-nonsense perseverance. I enjoyed seeing that he kept every promise that he made. And, you know, like every president, you know, like anyone in elective office, nothing is going to go 100%. But it's sad to see that he is not there anymore. He deported 100,000 people a year, but Obama deported 400,000 people a year. I think that Trump did more for Democrats than the Democrats have ever done. But putting Donald Trump aside, I just want everyone to know that the reason why I said I don't want to kick a dead horse is because, you know what, after this year, I hope the Blasio leaves New York and never comes back. I hope that the damage that he did to New York, New Yorkers never forget, and don't vote for another Democrat come, you know, November. I am hoping that New Yorkers are going to remember the last 10 years we had Eliot Spitzer, governor, had to resign. We had Eric Schneiderman, attorney general, Democrat, had to resign. We had Anthony Weiner, Democrat, had to resign. We had Sheldon Silver, which was the second most powerful man in the state, had to resign and go to jail. Now we have Cuomo that's hanging on a shoestring. He may have to resign and definitely will not get reelected. And of course we have Bill de Blasio. So how much more of the Democratic juice does New York really want? I believe there's gonna be a big change. New Yorkers never voted so much for a Republican president than what they did for Donald Trump. More Democrats voted for Trump than for any other president in the history of New York state politics. So I'm hoping that come November, people are gonna vote for me. I've been in business 45 years. I got married when I was 17. I dropped out of school at 14 because our school system sucked then and it sucks now. I will make sure that New York City rebounds because I know how to build businesses. I'm a serial entrepreneur that has multiple businesses, multi-million dollar businesses. I know how to manage, I know how to create. And most importantly, the last 30 years, in 1989, I went to Rikers Island and I spent 3 years there teaching, training, and employing first-time nonviolent offenders. Guess who these kids were? They were all Democrats. You go back to 1993, I did Toys for Guns. Toys for Guns was probably one of the best disarmament programs in New York City and across the United States, probably in the world. In 99, I formed the Federation of Taxi Drivers, saving thousands of lives of cab drivers who were getting slaughtered. And I did the same for the bodega owners. So for the last 30 years, I've been doing what Democrats haven't done, and that's take care of their community, take care of their people, their voters, because they never did that. So Democrats are going to vote for me, and that's why I'm going to be the next mayor of New York City. There are 2.5 million Hispanics in New York City. I will be the first Hispanic immigrant mayor that this city will ever have. And it will not be a black and white city anymore. It will be a city for all. Bill de Blasio has divided us. If you're white, you're one thing, and if you're black, you're another. But he has forgotten everyone in between that comprised the city of New York. There are more immigrants in New York than black and white people. And that's what we need to do. We need to unify. I am an urban Republican. I am proud of it. I believe in law and order. I believe in our economy. I believe in bringing back our businesses. I believe in lowering taxes, capping taxes so that the city's affordable for anyone that wants to come here and invest. I believe in making sure that parents could send their kids to any school that they want to send their kids to, not send them to a school where their kids are going to fail. I want to make sure that every kid from the age of 14 years old to 18 can have a part-time job after school all year round. We need to take these kids that are committing the crimes out there and take them and put them into a different atmosphere so that they can learn the rule of life, how corporate America works, how small businesses work. That's what happened to me. At 14, I dropped out of school. I was adopted by a Jewish family who taught me the values of hard work, who taught me to understand that I could be anyone that I wanted to be, that I could succeed only if I wanted to succeed. And I want to give that same opportunity to kids that are 14 and to 18 years old in New York City, because they get out of school now, their parents are working, they come from single family homes, and they're out there meeting and joining and hanging out with the wrong people. And that's why they go to jail at a very young age, because we never took care of them. Democrats will never do that. They don't have they don't have the mentality. They don't have the experience. Their experience is policy, law, and that's what destroys an economy. Much policy, so many rules, so many laws, so many regulations. Right. And on top of it all, the abuse of power from every city agency. When you have a Republican mayor, you don't have agencies abusing their power the way they do when they're Democrats. And we're going to change all of that and make our city the greatest city in the world once again. I promise you that when I am mayor, New York City is going to be the envy of the world.
Hey, Fernando, let me just ask you this. Are you sure you're not running for governor? Because, man, that was powerful. I got to say, that was powerful. We need someone like that to run this city, to run New York City as a mayor. But man, that was powerful. And you just went down the line of litanies as to how the Democrats have failed New York City and all the Democrats that are at the top corrupt. Like you said, you've been taking care of Democrats while the only thing they've been doing is practice divide and conquer, all this identity politics. We want to bring this, we want to defund this. But I just want to throw one thing out there. I want to just get this clear the table right now. Your opponent, Curtis Sliwa, I mean, he's made all these accusations that you're a de Blasio Republican, you are this and you are that. Let's just squash that now, okay? All of his little accusations. What do you have to say to him? And by the way, we've invited him to come on the show. He hasn't said anything. You're here. So, man, let us know. Squash it right now. What is the story with
him? Well, Curtis Sliwa is a pebble in my shoe, okay? And I just need to take my shoe off and dump him. He is an irresponsible person, a liar. He's a serial liar. Because first of all, I am in business. And when you're in business, you support anyone that is in office because that's where your interests are. He's never been in business, so he doesn't understand that. I asked him, first of all, I've never donated a dime to de Blasio. De Blasio called me and asked me to raise some money for him. And I asked my constituents, the people that I represent, if they were willing to do it. I didn't care, whatever they wanted to do. This was 6 years ago. They decided they were going to do it. They made donations to de Blasio, not Fernando Mateo, number one. Number two, I make sure, remember, Curtis Sliwa was not a Republican. Curtis Sliwa has belonged to every party that I can remember for the last 30 years, but he was never a Republican. He registered as a, and by the way, he fought to make sure that every Republican that was in office lost their election. He campaigned against them. We had Marty Golden in the state Senate, former police officer, a guy that fought for our party and fought for our values. He went and he endorsed a Democrat and followed this guy until Marty Golden lost his seat. He made sure that he campaigned against everyone, Rudy Giuliani. He campaigned against everyone. All of a sudden, last year, he decides to become a Republican. So I'm a Republican since I'm 18 years old. I've been voting for the last 30 years as a Republican. I served President George W. Bush as a commissioner at the White House for 7 years. I made sure that I raised $500,000 for my Republican president. I raised $300,000 for George Pataki. I raised a few hundred thousand dollars for Rudy Giuliani. And these are my values: country, God, country, and family. And that is something that Curtis Sliwa does not understand. I don't want to debate nonsense. I don't want to debate lies. That's not what we're debating. We are debating to take back New York City from the Democrats. Right. Why are you making up stories about Fernando Mateo, who has been not only do I have a carry permit, which you need to be squeaky, squeaky clean, but I was investigated by every federal agency before I became a commissioner at the White House. I am the example of what a Republican should be. And Fernando, shame on him for joining our party and trying to trash a real Republican like me.
You know how we can solve this? You know, I think, Fernando, just listening to you and your passion, I don't know what you think, Andrew, but I think put the two of them in a boxing ring and may the best man win, because this guy right here, he's got the fire. Seems as though you're ready to get out there and you're ready to do it and turn this city around. So put you both in a boxing ring and just say, hey, have at it, make the best man win, but I got my money on you, Fernando. I've got my money on you because you're coming up with an agenda, what you're saying. I mean, I think that's what New Yorkers want. Andrew, what do you say?
Yeah, Fernando's really got an incredible story. And as he's been telling us, his record is quite impressive. Fernando, you really have your pulse on the city of New York. Are New Yorkers hungry for change from what you see?
Not only are they hungry for change, remember, as an urban Republican, I basically am in a Democratic city every day. I walk the Democratic neighborhoods and business people every day. And every time I see anyone, wherever I'm at, they all say, I am voting for you. I know that I am the only candidate that, in order for a Republican to win in New York City, just so that to make this very clear, we need about 300,000 to 500,000 Democrats to switch over and vote for you. Curtis Sliwa is not liked in the Hispanic community, nor is he liked in the African-American community. He is liked by a very small population of Republicans, very small. And that's because he's a radio talk show host. And he thinks that he can run the city as a radio talk host. Curtis Sliwa has never ran a job. He's never met payroll. He's never paid rent. He's never paid electric. He's never built anything. He has an organization, the Guardian Angels, and that's what he makes his money. He does not know how to operate. New York City is a business. The city of New York is the largest corporation in the world. How the hell do you think you can run a business if you've never had one? And I say the same thing to the Democrats. Look at Bill de Blasio. This guy's a career politician. Doesn't know anything about running a business. Doesn't know how to actually balance a budget because he's never had to balance any kind of budget. So every Democrat that is running for mayor today, with the exception of maybe two of them, are lifetime politicians. They've never really managed or owned anything. They've never gotten up at 5 a.m. and gone to bed at midnight, opening and closing their business. So what business do they have running for office to be the mayor of New York City?
Well, Fernando,
guys,
we've got to get,
I'm not an angry person. I just have a lot of passion. I have passion for my city. I have passion for the people of New York. I have passion because it hurts me see us losing our city to irresponsible democratic rule that make no sense whatsoever. And come November, I am the only guy that will be able to get the democratic votes to win City Hall. So
let me ask you this, Fernando. Again, I feel the passion. I hear the passion. Unlike the other folks on the left, I don't even want to discuss the left because I don't think that they have what it takes to turn this great city around. When you started out, you named Giuliani what Giuliani did. And when I was coming to New York City, I remember Giuliani and I remember a lot of people were against him. And you sound as though you have the fire that he has to come in and to tackle a city of this size. Most people would think that New York is ungovernable. You can't do it. But listening to you, what you're saying and your background. So let me put this out there. A couple of things that I've noticed about the city. Andrew, feel free to jump in because, you know, I'll just keep talking. Here we go. Number one, the city is on the brink of bankruptcy. Okay. They want to tax the rich. And it's like, if you tax the rich, they're going to leave and then you have no money that's coming in. They also want to defund the police, which to me is absolutely stupid. The schools, the Democrats are against charter schools. They don't want poor people to send their kids to a class or school that's going to give them the foundations that they need. They want to introduce critical race theory. Makes absolutely no sense. Black lives matter. All lives matter. We need more Black fathers and brown fathers in the homes of these families. Homelessness all over the place. We need to show compassion. We can't just let people sleep out on the street and think it's okay. They want to close Rikers Island. It's like, are you serious? I mean, and the list goes on and on. You look at the homicide, 49.4% of violent crime has affected Black and brown people. But yet and still, they want to march and say Black Lives Matter. They want to paint the slogan Black Lives Matter on the streets. It's not helping Black lives or brown lives. So I throw that out there. What do you say about all of that?
Well, listen, you hit every nail on the head, man. You guys are on it, and I like it. Rikers Island, for example, I know Rikers Island. I know what the problems there are. It's not the land. I will not close Rikers Island and put jails in every borough of New York City, spending an additional $9 billion, which they say it's $9 billion and will translate into $20 billion down the road. I would make sure that we change the name of Rikers Island and that we make it a rehabilitation center. If you're sentenced to a year or to 2 years, I will have vocational schools at Rikers Island that will teach kids a skill, whether it's electrical, plumbing, carpentry, welding, ironwork, or whatever it may be. Kids will have the opportunity to take a vocational training course there, and I will have worked out deals with the unions so that they can bring these kids in there once they're released, provided they haven't committed a violent crime or assaulted anyone physically. You spoke about a lot of things, the schools. You know, the schools failed me when I was 14 years old, and they're failing every youngster in New York City. There are more kids dropping out of school now than ever before. Why do the Democrats want to continue allowing this to happen? I don't know. We pay more for a kid to go to public school than what it costs to send a kid to charter school or to private school or to Catholic school or to yeshivas. I will make sure that parents have a voucher and send their kids to the best school that they believe their kids are going to excel and do better in. We need to stop this, you know, let's keep you poor mentality. We need to make sure that we give values to these kids that live in the projects with a single parent. Because as you said, a lot of Black parents and Spanish parents and minority parents leave their kids and they leave them up to the mother. You know, they need their parents. They need a family in order to really, you know, excel in life. But if they don't, at least they have a mayor or a city that's going to help back them up. You spoke about many things. And I have a homelessness, for example. It shames me to see that every block that I walk by, there's someone homeless sleeping in the streets. That never happened. You know, it was to a minimum when Bloomberg and Giuliani were mayors. Why is it so high now? Because of bad leadership. You know, solving the homeless problem is not as complicated as we think. You just need to have common sense. Listen, New York City has industrial parks. No one lives in industrial parks. The city can take industrial parks and build housing with mental facilities there, with mental health facilities, with food banks there, with everything that anyone that is homeless could use, any of the services they could use. And you, with the billions of dollars that we spend every year paying to try to solve this problem, we can build affordable, good housing for them inside these industrial parks where they're not in anyone's neighborhood, because nobody wants a homeless shelter as next to their home or want them as neighbors, number one. And they don't feel comfortable because they know they're not wanted, they're not welcome. Homeless people are human beings. They just need to be treated properly. We need to get them off the streets. And I have a simple solution to do that. I know how to make things happen. The city and the Democrats have no idea because they've never engaged in issues. You know, you're looking at, for example, Scott Stringer. Scott Stringer gave de Blasio's wife $1 billion to solve the mental health issues in New York City. He signed the check. What happened to that $1 billion? Everyone is still asking the question. She basically formed a huge staff, and that's where the money went. Because there's more homeless people and more people with mental illness out on the street assaulting people than ever before, throwing people in the train tracks. Curtis Sliwa has one thing and one thing only. He rides the subways, and he works and he makes friends with the homeless in the subways. That's his legacy. Never had any kind of experience to run the city. I don't know why he's in it. He should drop out. Allow someone that has a chance to take the city back, which is me, and support a Republican that can win. Why is he challenging me? Why is he even making up stories about me that do not exist to try to allow the Democrats to keep winning? You know, a true Republican will help his party win. If I thought there was a better candidate than me, I would have stepped aside and I would have given him all of my support, all of my endorsement. Why? Because all I want is to make this city better. And I said to Curtis and I said to John Casamitidis, why are you guys running? You know that Curtis stands no chance in a general election. He is not liked by the Democrats. He's not liked by anyone. So why would you support or at least gives any kind of credibility to his candidacy?
I agree with you 100%. And it baffles you as to why this guy is even out there. What do you say, Andrew?
Yeah, absolutely. And you are listening to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on the America Out Loud Radio Network.
There was a time when Americans could rely on the Fourth Estate. Well, in these challenging times, the media is both reckless and complicit. AmericaOutloud.com. Top analysis from leading experts, articles, podcast, video, and 24/7 talk radio. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Now, never before in our history have we witnessed the level of hatred that is now being waged against our law enforcement. While anarchist groups create havoc and overwhelm our first responders, these same groups and their corporate supporters are calling for the police forces to be shrunk and defunded. What can you and I do to make a difference? How can we stand up for what is right and to show our support? That's what I'm going to tell you about this incredible new platform. It's called ShopToTheRight.com. And it's a new shopping platform that will help you find businesses that align with your values. They feature products made in America. They support veteran-owned businesses, as well as our law enforcement community. This is a time when we need to stick together. We need to shop together, and we need to support each other. It's time for you and I to make some noise and stand up to protect our country. And one easy way to do that is to shop and give our money to companies that don't seek to destroy our way of life. So join the fight for liberty. ShopToTheRight.com. Support those American businesses that support law enforcement and veterans.
Yes, we're here. And, you know, everything that you're saying, Fernando, I like I said, I agree with you with the issues that we're having. And we definitely need someone who is willing, ready, and able to take on those issues. Because the Democrats, I mean, they have an entire army of folks that they're looking at running out there. You got Andrew Yang. I didn't even know the guy was from New York City.
Me either.
The amount of money that's going to come in from out of state to get this guy elected. Money from Hollywood, from this person and that person. And it's frightening. And we need someone with a backbone. We need someone who's strong. We need someone who's resilient. We need someone who's not afraid. As I said earlier, man, boxing ring, my money is on you because you've got the fire. And I think that no holds barred, you're ready to go in there like a bulldozer and just start plowing through to get to the bottom of these problems and say, hey, if you're in a way, get back. I'm going to knock you down.
Rob, let me tell you something. I don't care how much money comes into Yang, he will not beat me. I don't care how much money comes to any of the Democratic candidates. I promise you, they will not win. I am not your conventional politician that's going to go up there and speak about politics. I'm going to speak about what I've done in the last 30 years. I'm going to welcome back the rich because this city cannot survive without the rich. I will make sure that I lower taxes. I will lower real estate and reassess property taxes and then cap it. You know why? Because we need for landlords to have relief so that they can pass it along to their tenants and rent the retail stores and rent the apartments so that people can afford to pay rent. The reason why people in New York City pay such high rent is because we overtax the property owners, the landlords. We are rich haters, and there's no reason for that. The rich are the ones that keep the economy going. I want them back. And when I'm mayor, I'm going to lay out the red carpet and say, please come back to New York City. We need you. I will engage them and make them part of my administration. I will have them, the philanthropists and the foundations, rather than giving, you know, $100 million to a hospital to open up a wing or to get a plaque on their wall, I'm going to say, why don't you take over a New York City housing project and allow us to change the bathrooms, the toilets, and make these city housing projects livable for the poor, which are usually Democrats. I will hit them with so much that they're not going to know where it's coming from. Democrats will vote for me. Believe me when I tell you, Republicans will vote for me and Democrats will vote for me. That's how I will win. They told Giuliani he could never win in this city. They told Bloomberg, forget about it. You will not be elected. You're a Republican. They told Pataki, you could never be governor in New York State. You will never beat Mario Cuomo, the emperor. Okay? May he rest in peace. And they all won. And why did they win? Because of government like Bill de Blasio, because of what we've lived in the last 10 years, because we don't want a repeat. Common sense will tell you, I don't care who you are, what party you belong to, common sense will tell you that you do not want another 8 years of de Blasio and Mario Cuomo and Andrew Cuomo. I mean, and what's the option? Fernando Mateo, someone that knows the city, someone that has helped the city, the inner city, someone that comes from the city housing projects, someone that has, you know, raised above the bar and has worked and done for his community. I am a wealthy man, but guess what? I have shared my wealth with who? With the Democrats, with people that vote Democrats, because they're the ones that need help. Republicans need very little help because they're self-motivated. But Democrats need to be taken out of that poverty thinking mentality that the Democrats are instilling in them in order to keep their party alive. It's got to stop.
So
we
Fernando,
can make it happen, but we need to be one united party.
So
we
Fernando,
can't be divided, and we can't have a candidate that is mediocre, that knows nothing about politics. You interview him, all he's like a cartoon character. He's like a clown. He thinks that he is on a talk show. He's going to compete with you as to who's the better talk show host, you or him. That's
Fernando,
the kind of guy he is.
Right, but now let me say this. Man, I thought I talked a lot. You, I mean, man, I'm ready. Give me some more Fernando. I mean, you are ready to kick ass.
I am.
I like this. I really do like this. So let me ask you this. I mean, day one, under a Fernando administration, what are the three top items you would do? I mean, we've got, like I said, jobs leaving, rent, we got homelessness. So what would you do on day one or day two?
Would
you come in, sir?
First thing I would do is I would refund the police, and I would probably add more to their budget, and I would make sure that our cops are respected and that they have the proper training to do the right thing. I would probably change the heads at NYPD, but I would increase and motivate our police officers to go out there and do their job, which they haven't been able to do in the last 7 years. I would make sure that our economy is back on track. I will welcome the rich. I will make sure that they know they are welcomed here. They are not hated. I will make sure that our economy, our small businesses, get tax breaks. Those tax breaks that Amazon was getting and that Facebook and Google that don't need any tax breaks. And they don't ask for tax breaks, but the city offers it to them. Amazon was getting $3 billion to bring 25,000 jobs to New York City. Do you think that makes sense? First of all, they never asked for $3 billion. All they asked was to be left alone so that they can build their facility and hire 25,000 people. And of course, the socialist, leftist, communist Democrats tried to unionize them, and they said, I'm out of here, and they left. What I would do instead is I would take those $3 billion and I would give it to any small business owner that comes to New York that really need it and that are going to create jobs. You know, we would bring 50,000 new small businesses to New York, each employing 5 or 10 people. You're looking at 500,000 new jobs in New York City with a tax break of $3 billion versus $3 billion for 25,000 jobs, which makes no sense. I would make sure that our landlords get tax breaks so that they can start renting their storefronts at affordable prices, because we need to get our storefronts occupied again. Those are basically my three top, you know, hitting the ground running, okay? Public safety, our economy, small business development. After that, of course, everything else comes, the homeless, the schools. And by the way, I would also implement at the same time jobs for 14 to 18 year old kids. I would give incentives to corporations, corporate America, every city agency, as well as every small business that hires some of these kids. I will give them a tax break to help cover the expenses of employing them for 4 hours after school. I will make sure that the schools understand that these kids should have the opportunity to apply for a job in many different areas and be placed in jobs after school. Those are the main things that I will focus my energy on, and I would hit the ground running with it because I have a plan. I know how to do it, and I will make it happen.
That all sounds great, Fernando. Whoever leads New York needs to be tough as nails, and you certainly sound tough. We definitely want to ask you about some of the things that have been going on the past few years in New York. I believe last year we seen the historical statue of Theodore Roosevelt removed. What are your thoughts on New York's historical statues? Are you going to preserve them and make sure that they are not tampered with?
Listen, the idiots that did that, I consider that they really don't understand what history is about. History is history, whether it's good history or bad history, it's history. You don't erase history because then you forget the reasons why these statues are there. I would preserve every statue in New York City because every one of them has a reminder. Some may agree with some may disagree with others. But you know what? Life isn't perfect. These statues will remain and they will be protected. And anyone that vandalizes them will fall under the federal law that Donald Trump passed, that anyone that vandalizes or tears down a statue gets a 10-year sentence, I believe. And you know what? I think that it's only fair for us to preserve our history, and I will make sure that we do that.
Yeah, that sounds really great. Bill de Blasio has often bragged that New York City is a sanctuary city. Do you think that policy needs to change and you should work with the officials in ICE?
No question about it. It's got to change. You know, we're not saying we're going to deport every undocumented immigrant in the city because we are not the federal government. And secondly, if they're here and they're working and they have working papers and they are doing a job that they need to do, I don't have a problem with that. But if you commit a crime and you wind up in jail for, you know, assaulting or stabbing or robbing or killing anyone, there's no way in hell that I'm going to protect you and not call the federal government to remove you from our city. You know, listen, I'm an immigrant, okay? My parents immigrated to New York in 1950. And guess what? We came here and we are honored to be here. It's a privilege to be in the United States of America. It's not a right. So if I come into your home, I should be set an example of good behavior, of good conduct, of realizing the American dream, not come here to try to destroy or take advantage of a system that's providing for so many, and nevertheless committing a crime. So sanctuary cities for me, as far as I'm concerned, if you commit a crime, you are going to be booted out. We don't want you in New York City.
Wow, I like that. You are on fire. This is the kind of person that New York needs. We need someone who's going to get in there, tell it like it is, up in your face. Again, I will say to you, if you are in a boxing ring, I think all my money is on you because you are ready to fight. We need a fighter. We need Republicans, conservatives that will stand up against the establishment and say, hey, this is who I am. It's something that you said earlier on, but I want people to completely understand, like you said, as a businessman, you're going to support whoever will help you help your business. That's what Donald Trump said. I don't know why people have a hang up with that. If it's a Democrat, you're going to support him. If it's a Republican, you're going to support him. It's all about your business and taking care of the people, making certain that jobs are here. So that's the mindset. I like that.
You know, I'm a firm believer that it's the way you deliver the message. You know, Donald Trump had great policies. I think that he would have been our mayor. I'm a very humble person, and I'm honored to have the opportunity to be the next mayor of New York City. And we've already made history because never has an immigrant delivered 11,000 ballots to the Board of Election for running for mayor of New York City. I've already done that. I am prepared. I am ready. I learned the true values of America. And I, you know, if you ask me, what is my biggest asset? My biggest asset is being in the United States of America. This is the best asset anyone can have, especially when you immigrate into the United States. Don't ever forget that. And understand that you have a privilege that not too many people have. There are only a few hundred million, there are like 300 million people, 350 million people in the United States. There are billions of people around the world that are dying to come here. You know what? When you are here, make the best of it. Be creative. Work hard because you will be rewarded. But the biggest downfall that we have right now, and it's not a partisan thing, but truly it's Democratic leadership. They are weak on crime. They don't understand business. So they don't create or build anything. And they don't have common sense most of the time. So that's why I'm running for mayor, because I will be a common sense person with passion, with drive. I'm not looking for any big endorsements. I will not accept many union endorsements. In fact, I don't want any endorsements. I want the endorsement of the people. I want the people to look at the candidates and say, okay, what has this guy done in the last 30 years for New York City? And why will he continue fighting for New York City? And that's what's going to set me aside from every other candidate running in this race. I don't fear anything. And ironically, I was a boxer as a kid. Okay. So I know how to fight.
I am willing to put up a good fight. Fernando, I knew it. I mean, you got that drive in there. I like it.
I got the left hook and the straight right that will knock you out. So, you know, listen, I am ready to battle. I got a call the other day from Crane's New York Business, and they said to me, Fernando, it seems like if it's going to be you and Yang, are you ready for it? I said, bring him on. I can't wait for him. It's like I am training right now to fight 15 rounds, not 12 rounds. 12 rounds is not championship rounds. The championship rounds were 12 to 15 rounds. Those three rounds were what made you a champion. And that's what I'm training for. I'm training for anybody. It doesn't matter who it is. I'm ready for them. I'm ready for facts. I'm ready to unmask them. I'm ready to, you know, let them know what I have in my belly, the fire that I have in my belly. And you know what? We will win. Believe me when I tell you, we will speak after I am mayor. If you need me in between, you can always reach out. But listen, I have a primary June 22nd. Curtis Lee believes he's a serious candidate, so I'm taking him very serious, and I'm training for those 15 rounds with him as well. I don't take anyone for granted. He's a pebble in my shoe. He's a thorn on my side, and I need to get rid of it. And I hope that he realizes and understands I've raised more money and I've raised as many people as I need. I've already gotten over 1,000 donors to donate to me in less than 6 weeks. And I've raised $225,000. Curtis Lewa has 63 donations as of his last filing and less than $10,000. So I don't understand where, and I'm going to meet the matching funds program hopefully by the end of the month. So I will be, you know, a super heavyweight on steroids coming into this primary and going into the general election as well.
Well, I think that you have said a lot. And the pebble in your shoe, like I said, we have invited him to come on, and it's up to him. What do you say, Andrew?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very impressed with what we've heard from Fernando today. If I were a New Yorker, I know that he would have my vote. He seems like a strong fighter. He's going to bring business back to New York, bring back common sense. Just a fantastic guest. And we really thank you, Fernando, for joining us today here on After Dark.
And, well, thank you, Fernando, Andrew. Thank you, Rob.
Let us know where they can get in contact with you.
Well, anyone that wants to see or read or donate or chip into my campaign can go to MateoTheMayor.com.
And if you want to support Fernando Mateo, visit MateoTheMayor.com. Wow. Obviously, New York City has a lot of problems, just like a lot of the cities ran by liberals all across America. Rob, you're actually a New Yorker yourself. You live in the heart of the city. What did you think of what Fernando had to say?
I loved it. As I said, the guy's a boxer. Put him in the ring, and he is ready to TKO his opponents. Just looking at New York City and looking at the mayor we have, Mayor de Blasio, I think this guy from day one wanted to wreck the city. China virus, COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, that gave him the opportunity to enact his weird plan, he and his wife. And they have not stopped. Look at it, January 2020, when they came in and said, no bail bond. They enacted that. If you get arrested, you can get back out. If you get arrested, you don't have to give the police your name. And then the taunting of the police nonstop. I mean, people going out taunting the police when they had the Black Lives Matter rallies up in the police's face. And then going out with graffiti on state and federal property, tearing down statues. You look at the homeless around us. Man, it's horrible here. This was a shiny beacon, a shiny red apple. And now when you look at it, it's like it's nothing that it used to be. People are leaving. I think there was a report that I think 1.2 of the population has left. And you know where they're going? As I told Fernando, they're going to red states. They want to go there with their crazy liberal ideas. As opposed to making this city and state right, they want to leave and go mess up someone else's backyard. I'm sorry. It's like, can you believe this? The audacity of these people. So this guy, Fernando Mateo, I mean, just listening to him talk, I mean, having the fire in the belly, wanting to get out there, wanting to go like a wrecking ball and wreck this city to correct it. Hey, he's got my vote from what I hear right now. Now, tomorrow, someone else might come along. Like when we had Bill Pepitone, you and I both, we like Bill Pepitone. We're going to have him back on the show. But man, this guy I think he's the real deal.
Yeah, I really liked how Fernando is a businessman, just like President Trump. I think it sounds like he understands what it takes to get the economy moving in New York City again. You look at who the favorite for this race is as of now, you look at some of the newspapers, they're saying that Andrew Yang is a favorite for New York City. Give me a break. This guy would know absolutely nothing about getting the economy back on track. You've heard Fernando, he spent a lifetime adding jobs, creating jobs in the private sector. New York needs somebody else, somebody that is as opposite as Bill de Blasio as possible. I mean, what have been the last several years like there in New York City with Bill de Blasio running the city compared to what it was like before, Rob?
It has been complete chaos. From the moment this guy came in, his agenda was to tear the city down. And unfortunately, he's succeeding. Again, look at the people that are leaving. A lot of people said they're leaving because of COVID-19, but they're also leaving because of the quality of life. You can walk around the streets of New York and you can see homelessness. You can see the trash. Restaurants are closed. Storefronts are closed, as Fernando said. It does not look pretty at all. And not only that, the subways. You got homeless people on the subways. The stench. Now, I don't want to make it seem as if though I'm not a compassionate person, because I am. But how can you be compassionate letting people sleep on the streets, defecate on the streets, urine on the streets, going out and attacking people? It is not good.
Yeah, Rob, that sounds like a complete disaster there in New York City. It just sounds like a lot of the liberal cities we see across America, Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, Washington, D.C., sadly, all these great cities that have been such a huge part of American history are now trashed because of liberal policies and Democrat ran for decades now. It's just so sad to see. And New York City, it's the most famous city in the world. It's just an absolute tragedy to see that they elected some idiot like Bill de Blasio on multiple occasions to run the city. Rudy Giuliani did such a fantastic job, and to see such a 180 from that, it's just shocking to see. I don't know what the people of New York were thinking, but they've got to be hungry for a change, and the change has got to be right now. As Bill Pepitone said, New York is one election away from total irrelevancy if it keeps going down the path that it is on now.
Complete. I agree 100%. But as I said, you got Bill Pepitone, you got Fernando Mateo, and then this guy, Curtis Silva, that Fernando is saying is a pebble in his shoe, and he's got to take the shoe off and get him out, dump him out. I loved it also. We've invited him, Curtis, on the show. I don't know if he's going to respond or not, but right now, again, this guy seems to be the real deal. The Democrats that are running, no way. It would be the same thing. They would take the city further and further down that rabbit hole of destruction and despair, and we don't need that. And something else that Fernando said that I really like, that goes to illegal aliens and being a sanctuary city. Like he said, if you're here, we're okay with you being here if you are paying taxes, if you're working. But if you're committing a crime, we don't want you here. We want to get you out of here, and rightfully so.
Yeah, absolutely. New York City being a sanctuary city is just so sad, because these criminals are committing crimes. And instead of calling ICE, they were literally letting them out of jail early before ICE could show up and apprehend them and deport them from our country after coming here illegally. It just doesn't make any sense. It's not good for anybody. The crime in New York has skyrocketed. This bail bond thing has just been an absolutely disaster of a policy. It's so good to hear someone with common sense running for office for mayor of New York City. Like I said, the most famous city in the world. It's just desperate for a change. Bill de Blasio has been a disaster. And then you look at what's going on with New York's governor, Governor Cuomo.
Oh my gosh.
Wow, who's gonna work with this guy?
I mean, who wants to work with the guy? Sticky fingers, Mr. Nipple Ring. And and here's the thing about it: De Blasio and Cuomo don't get along at all. They don't like each other. But what De Blasio is doing right now, he wants Cuomo to hang himself. Well, while they're busy trying to see who can piss the farthest, we need someone to come in here and correct the disaster that they have both created. They don't care about the city. Fernando Mateo seems to be the guy who cares about the city. His story is fascinating. Dropped out of school, was adopted by a Jewish family. They taught him the value of homework, of hard work. He also owned a couple of cabs, a bodega owner. This guy knows how to make jobs, how to create jobs. And as he said, Donald Trump did the same thing. You might not like the message, but as I've said, it's all about the action. Who's putting it into action? And this guy seems to be, hey, I can do it. I can put it into action. Now, of course, everyone is going to go after him. Now, I was reading somewhere, I think that he has the support of Queens, Manhattan, the boroughs, whereas the Silva guy has the support of Staten Island, and I think maybe Staten Island and Brooklyn. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I would like to invite them both to come on our show and just to debate. I think that would be great. The people need to know who they're voting for.
Yeah, he didn't mince words when he was talking about his challengers. That was another thing that I loved about him, is you could just hear the fire inside of him and the fight inside of him. Excuse me. He was ready to go. I really like that about him. It reminded me of President Trump a little bit, coming from a business background. Likes to talk a little bit of trash if he needs to. And yeah, just super impressive candidate. I really enjoyed him.
We got to stop this. People need to wake up. We need someone who sees it and calls it the way it is. And right now on this show, Fernando Mateo was calling it the way it is. I like that, Andrew.
Indeed, Rob. And we just wrapped up our first week last week on America Out Loud, a brand new platform for us. It's actually been around 5 years. It's the 5-year anniversary. We debuted along with a whole list of new shows. Check it out on iHeartRadio, Spotify, basically any app that has audio. You go to AmericaOutLoud.com to listen. You can check out the podcast section and listen any time of the day to the talk radio section as well. What did you think of the first week on America Out Loud, Rob?
The first week was kick your ass. I like it. We're on fire, brother. And we got a whole lot of more guests that are going to be coming on, and they're going to be on fire also, because we're not taking any prisoners. We're calling it the way we see it. And I think that's the way it has to be done. So tune in to us when you're tired, you have nothing else to do, and you're ready to slip into bed, After Dark with Rob and Andrew, and we will take you on home.
Absolutely. And also feel free to listen to the other shows on America Out Loud as well. There's talk radio going all day. Great listen all day long. So make sure you hit that up. So remember, everyone, make sure you stand for something or you will fall for nothing.